T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Will Manso, the Miami Heat's pregame, postgame host on Fox Sports Sun, and also the sports director at Local 10. He is joining us now. Will, a crazy, difficult day for, I was saying, not just sports fans, but anyone, right? Because Kobe Bryant transcended sports.
Yeah, and I think that's what we are all coming to grips with is the impact he had. And you know, I think everyone who's listening, and you probably both had the similar thing happen. You know, the news comes down, you get text messages from various friends. Initially, they're friends in the business who are trying to figure out how to handle the news and what's real, what's not. Then you start getting texts from people from all walks of life. I mean, I have an older woman who I've known for years, an older lady from Nicaragua who takes care of my children. You know, she's their babysitter. She knows nothing about basketball. She texts me about, you know, hey, is this real? What happened? What's this news about Kobe Bryant? I mean, to your point, he's one of those few icons, those few people that you just say Kobe anywhere in the world. And that's the thing, too, the impact he had globally. I mean, what he meant in China, what he meant in Europe, where he lived a good portion of his childhood. I mean, people idolized him all over the world for the past 20-plus years. So it's just such a significant loss.
And, Will, we are, you know, talking to everybody today about it. What's that memory of with you and Kobe? Like, which one, when you hear Kobe Bryant, what's the first thing? The 81 mm-hmm. points pops in my mind. You know, I'm a little crazy. His fight with Rajah Bell, his fight with Chris Childs. I remember those, you know, like it was yesterday. What's that memory for you?
Yeah. Well, I think the championships, and I think post-Shaq winning those couple championships stands out because I thought that was so important for him to, you know, kind of branch off without Shaq and still be the guy. And then coming back from his Achilles injury and still be a productive player for a few more years. You mentioned the 81. How about the 60, the final game? I remember rushing home. I had to take my dad to a doctor's appointment the next morning, and I worked at Channel 10, and that was a late-night game. Rushing home to my dad's house because I was staying there to watch his final game, and he goes out and scores 60. I think locally, too, you know, the memories even being here at the arena. I remember in 2011, you know, you guys have all seen the video and probably seen the clips. Following a game against the Heat, he stays for an extra 90 minutes and shoots on the court at the arena. And I remember we're doing our live shot. It's 11:25. The game's been over for almost an hour and a half. And I'm sitting there, and I tell my producer, I said, guys, Kobe Bryant is taking shots behind me. Just blow out the rundown. Who cares? You know, let's just show the highlights of the game. And we spent, me and the anchors, talking over a video of Kobe Bryant live on the court for 2 minutes. Because you're just sitting there thinking, that's Kobe Bryant. You know, and that's just the significance of him. And he was one of those few people that if you see him, he commands a room because you know you're in the presence of a real legend.
Will Manso is with us from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun. Obviously, you have deep ties to the Miami Heat. We were saying earlier on the show, Pat Riley, like Kobe Bryant had to have been Pat Riley's epitome of an NBA player, right? Just a no-holds-barred, take-no-prisoners, not here to make friends, I'm here to win games. Like that was, right, the guy that he would sculpt if he could.
100% because he is the, you know, there are a few competitors, and I don't know Kobe personally outside, obviously, just the games he's been here and watching his games and regular interviews. Pat, we know a little bit more because obviously through the years we've seen that mentality, but they have that similar, you know, do whatever it takes to win. There's winning and there's misery, that kind of feel when it comes to basketball. And you look at an example, I'm sure you guys have heard the story. You know, it's a story of legend here at the arena. Pat doesn't allow opposing players to go work out in the training facility here, the Heat training facility. The only player he ever allowed through the years was Kobe Bryant. He allowed Kobe to go in and use that facility. That's the amount of respect he had, that the opponent was allowed to use the Heat's area and the Heat's facility because it's Kobe Bryant. You know what I mean? And because he knows that he's going to put in the work. And when it comes to Kobe, you know, it's all about working hard and winning and making yourself and your teammates better. And I think a person like Pat appreciates that because, look, if you can craft 12 Kobe Bryants on the team, obviously that's good. But I'm just talking about, forget about the talent, just from the attitude perspective. I think that's what a person like Pat Riley and others around the NBA appreciated so much about him.
Do you know what the Heat are planning tonight for their game with the Magic? Are they what they're planning to honor Kobe?
Well, from a player perspective, we don't know yet because the players aren't on the court. They're going to be on the court in the next half hour to start their warm-ups. And, you know, I think you're probably going to see a lot of guys with messages on their shoes, things like that. From an organization perspective, they already have on the at front of the arena, they have a video montage of Kobe, pictures of him with Dwayne, pictures with his daughter and his family, really touching tribute, and it rotates just, you know, every like 30 seconds to different pictures. That's at the front. I do understand there's going to be a moment of silence. I would assume that that would also be, you know, come with some sort of video tribute. So that's what we know is going to happen, at least initially, and we'll just kind of see. I think like yesterday, it's kind of going to be organic, right? Like players are just going through this like we are, but it's so much more to them because, I mean, look, Tyler Hero is what? Just turned 20 years old. Kobe played in the league 20 years. I mean, for guys like Tyler Hero, that's all he knows, you know? Yeah. And you look at, I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, there's basketball noise going on. There's high school kids playing here that use the court here. A lot of times the Heat will use high school, you know, local high schools can play. And I was sitting there, and the team that was there was huddling, and these, you know, 15, 16-year-old kids huddle, and they say, 1, 2, 3, Kobe, and they go out to the court. I mean, these are 14, 15, 16-year-old kids. And that's the impact that somebody like Kobe Bryant had on them, and on the Bam Adebayos and Tyler Heroes of the world.
Unbelievable. And I think you were telling me before the show when we were talking, right, that you originally were going to be at Marlins Park tonight for Super Bowl opening night, but now you're going to be at the arena for your stand-ups?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I had taken the whole week off from the Heat to concentrate on the Super Bowl. Even last night when I got the news in the afternoon when it started, you know, coming down that this was legitimately real, I was on my way to the Hard Rock to do an hour-long Super Bowl special for the station, and we ended up doing the special, but you just kind of look at yourself and like, here we are talking about, oh, there's Patrick Mahomes arriving and there's, you know, there's the 49ers getting off the plane and the hoopla, the excitement. And you're just thinking to yourself, none of this matters right now. And, you know, even tonight I'm here at this game and you got to think it's going to be very somber. We saw it last night around the NBA from players, from fans, from coaches. It's just hard to grasp. And guys, you guys are dads. I mean, you know what it's like. And I think all your listeners that are dads and moms, parents, whatever it may be, it's just, you know, you saw the thing that I could appreciate so much about Kobe was we know his greatness. We were never going to see that greatness again on the court. We appreciated what we had all those years to watch. But what you could see was you were going to have that greatness off the court, the passion he had as a dad. And to think that that's over is just hard to accept. And I think that's what a lot of people are trying to come to terms with today.
Yeah, Will, you got your daughters. I see your beautiful daughters always on Twitter and things. But, yeah, I made my daughter sit on my lap last night during dinner. She didn't know why, but I just felt as if, you know, yeah. I saw the Kobe thing and it just got to me there. But I wanted to move a little bit to the Heat with, we had a Dion Waiters sighting. And should we get used to that, or was that just one little thing?
Well, I'll tell you what, like James Johnson the other day, I mean, Spo's going to give you a little and you got to keep earning it. And I thought Dion earned it. I thought what he did the other night was kind of Dion in a nutshell, but I think given the injuries that this team has, look, we're going to find out within the next couple hours who is going to play tonight, whether Jimmy, Goran, Kendrick can play tonight. I would say a combination of those three will not play tonight. I don't think all three will. So I think you will see more Dion, and I think you'll see in those spurts of energy and just, you know, hope he gives you that shot in the arm, so to speak, and you know, Dion, we saw him the other night. But again, the one thing we've learned about Spo is you can get on that rotation and you can quickly fall out. We saw early in the season, KO was playing a lot. Then he left. James Johnson came in. Now you're seeing, because of injury, a little more KO. He's earning that. So I think Dion, like JJ, and like everybody, really, has to earn those minutes. But I do think, to answer your question, I think he's going to get more minutes given the injury situation. And then what that becomes as the season goes on, we'll see.
And, Will, I had a conspiracy theory with the trade deadline coming up. Could that have been a trade showcase? Or, you know, was that just awkward timing?
No, I really think it was time, because here's the deal. You probably want to get them in early. I mean, the deadline's approaching. We're almost at the All-Star break. You probably want to give them a little bit more run. I just think this team had been playing so well, and you knew there was going to be a bump in the road. You know, you guys probably heard Spo a bunch, but he was asked so much about Dion and JJ, and he kept saying, guys, at some point, trust me, we're going to need everyone on this roster. And he's not lying. He's right. JJ's going to have earned his playing time. Dion's back in. I really think it's a matter of whatever's best for the roster. Now, that doesn't mean that those guys potentially couldn't be on some sort of trade, you know, talk and whether there's interest there. And playing them certainly helps that to showcase. I think the bigger issue for the Heat right now is they have no idea when Justice is coming back. I mean, and we have seen the defensive slippage. It's gone, guys, from worrisome to a legitimate issue with this team, the defense right now. And that's that's, I think, a bigger issue for them going forward.
Will Manso, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun, thank you for carving out a little time for us on a very difficult day for a lot of people listening right now and a lot of people talking about it. It was one of those days, man, where it's just it's tough to get your head around.
Yeah, it doesn't seem real. It really is hard to understand. But I appreciate the time, guys. I'm sure I'll see you this week around the Super Bowl stuff.
Yes, sir, no doubt. Will Manso there, Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.